This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. I'm Joe Reed. I have Kendra Winchester with me, and she is a contributor to Audiophile Magazine. Hello, Kendra.
Hello, Joe. Excited for another month of audiobooks.
I'm excited that it's spring and there's audiobooks, so you can garden and listen. It's a brilliant combination.
It really is. It really is. I'm very excited for the spring and all the gardening that awaits and dog walking and all of the things.
So tell me, what are we listening to this week?
Okay, so I am a huge fan of Kelly Link, who...
I am too.
Oh my God. And her debut novel came out, The Book of Love. So mm-hmm. That is the first pick, The Book of Love by Kelly Link. And it is performed by the ever incredible January Lavoie, all-star, you know, team across the board. So excited.
Golden voice, January Lavoie, we have to say. And Kelly Link, for her part, is a MacArthur Genius Fellow.
Yes. You know, it's hard to believe this is her debut novel, but she's made her name with short stories, and I love mm-hmm. her short stories. So I was so excited to pick up this book because, I mean, it was over 600 pages in print.
Oh, I love that.
Yes.
I love long books.
Yes. I think it's over 20 hours on audio, and it is just, it's just a dream.
Okay, tell me a little bit about it. Give me a thumbnail sketch.
All right, so we're thinking fairy tale vibes in Massachusetts in a little town called Love's End, which is on the sea. And so we enter the story where three teenagers, Laura, Daniel, and Mo, have apparently just died. They're unsure. They're in limbo. But these two entities, it's basically the door of life and death. One guards the death side, one guards the life side, and they are kind of battling it out against each other via these three teenagers. And so the teenagers are told, you can go back into the land of the living, but you have to compete. And not all of you will be able to stay in life. And that really instigates
wow.
the whole novel.
That's so Kelly Link in this odd way.
It really is. It's like a... epic Massachusetts fairy tale, and I'm here for it.
Yeah, it's really interesting because I am not a short story person, and I don't like supernatural things all that much, and Kelly Link does both. And so help me God, her I think it could be one of her first books, Pretty Monsters. I read that book years ago. It has stayed with me, and I mean in the front of my mind for all these years. It's that good.
It really is. And, you know, the fairy tale vibes continue throughout this whole book. Each chapter is called like the Book of Laura or the Book of Daniel, depending on who the viewpoint character is. There's magic, there's mysterious entities, there's love, sex, and power all wrapped up in this singular story. January Lavoie performs her own magic in a way and just captures all of the qualities of the story, including these moments of magical whimsy. But also the sinister, you know, villain that's at the heart of this book, which I won't mention. It's a spoiler, but it's so good.
Yeah, and January, her range is so wide, you know, thrillers, romance, literature, sci-fi, children's books. She just does it all, and she's always, always brilliant.
Yes. And in fact, this week there are two titles by January Lavoie, and they're very different in regards to their vibes and what's going on.
Well, why don't we hear a little January Lavoie? Do you have to set this up?
So this is the very beginning of the audiobook, and I really like this section because it really captures the creepy vibes of the beginning of the book.
Okay. This is The Book of Love by Kelly Link, read by January Lavoie.
The Book of Laura. There were three. Where were they? Someplace they shouldn't be. They couldn't get out. When they found a way out, someone else followed them. Something came along with them. Something happened. Something had happened to them. What? Something that shouldn't have happened. Had they died? Were they dead? Surely they were not dead. But if they were dead, then what was this place? You couldn't get out. This terrible place. Sometimes together and sometimes apart. There was no comfort in being together, but it was worse to be separated. Sometimes each of them was alone, and that was worst of all.
Well, you want to talk about a perfect marriage between a narrator and a text.
Yes. Oh my goodness. It's so good. And it just keeps going like that. I feel like the book itself has a range. I mean, it's a fairy tale. So in a lot of ways, there's this low fantasy fairy tale stuff that, you know, Kelly Link does perfectly. And I just really, really had enjoyed it. I was sucked in. And so for 3 days, all I did was listen to this audiobook. And it was the perfect way to spend my time, honestly.
Exactly. That is The Book of Love by Kelly Link, MacArthur Fellow, and January Lavoie. I'll talk to you tomorrow, Kendra.
I look forward to it.
Okay. Behind the Mic is sponsored by the inspiring new audiobook, Welcome to the Basement, written and narrated by podcaster and thought leader Tim Ross. Available everywhere audiobooks are sold. I'm Joe Reed. Talk to you tomorrow.